Kol Haschalos Kashas. All begins are fraught with difficulty. And those who are familiar with Chumash know that the story as found in Bereishis, which is essentially the creation of the world, is according to the Ramban calls it a Soid, Samech Vav Dalet, a deep and profound mystery, one that barely satisfies our metaphysical curiosity. It reflects the enigma of Kol Haschalos Kashas. However, that's only for whom? For we Lilliputian man, finite man. We are small, we are essentially creatures who are but a cipher, but the Ribbono Shel Olam, Kaviyachol, has a divine felicity of expression. Vayomer Elokim Yehi Or, Vidvar Hashem Shamayim Nasu. The Gemara says, Vasar Mamaros Nivra Olam. In a series of ineffable utterances, Ribbono Shel Olam created the world. So I think what's important to be aware of are several, what I call, moral principles that can be derived from the story of creation. And these are very important yesodis in our hashkafa, and one that we have to be aware of. Number one, the Ribbono Shel Olam is the balabayis of the entire universe. We say actually on Rosh Hashanah night and Yom Kippur night, the minhag of those who are connected to Brisk, they say after Kaddish. But everyone generally says it. Some have a minute to say it beforehand. Lashem haaretz u'mlo'a, tevel v'yoshreva. Everything belongs to Hashem. Tevel, the earth, v'yoshreva, all those that dwell on the earth. Why? So the next pasuk tells us why. Ki u'al yamim yisada, v'yana haaretz yichananah. Because the Ribbono Shel Olam was the one who established it. What does it mean, he established it? Al yamim yisada, that's the pasuk in the beginning of Chumash. That everything was mayim. Ruach Elokim Rachem Zalpun Amayim. It was all water. And now Hashem is going to go through the process of differentiation. The way the world's created, Hashem separated the different elements. Like the cholent, the havdil, you have different elements in the cholent. You have the barley, and the meat, and the rice, and kugel, and some have bananas. So now you're separating the different elements in the cholent. That's right, in the Havdalah process, not in the scooping process. If you do an act of Hagasah, then you mix it all together. But here, how is the world created? It was created by, in effect, by a master craftsman. Because the Gemara says, an Uman Kaini B'Shevach Kli. The Gemara says in the Baba Tzia, that an Uman, an artist, how does he kone the Kli? He's kone it because he takes raw material and he fashions it till he creates a chair, a table, an aron, a beautiful bookcase, beautiful furniture, because of his craftsmanship, because of his creativity, because of his talent, he's able to put it all together. And so that's what Hashem Yisbarach did. Hashem took, what are the raw materials, says the Ramban? Chomer Hiyuli, hyletic matter. H-Y-L-E-T-I-C. Chomer Hiyuli. Tohu Vavohu. And Hashem, from this Tohu Vavohu, fashions an entire universe. So mainly he's the Balabos. He's the Balabais. Uman Koni B'Shevach Kli. Means he not only fashioned the end product, but also created the raw material. Bereshit Bara Elokim. It's all Yesh Me'ayin, correct? What does Yesh Me'ayin mean? Ex nihilo. Yesh Me'ayin. There are three verbs that Ramban points out in Chumash and Bereshit over here. The three verbs that are used with reference to the creation. Number one, Bara. Bara means Yesh Me'ayin, out of nothing. Ex nihilo, the Latin. Number two, Yotzar. Ba'itzar Hashem Elokim Esa Adam, Ofa Min Adama. Yetzer, Vayitzer, Yotzar means what? Means when I have Yesh. I already have some material, and now from that material that I have, I'm forming something. Kihine ka'achomer biyad ha'yotzer, birtzoso ma'achiv, ubirtzoso mekatzer. When do we say that? On Yom Kippur night. The word Yotzer means that Hashem fashions from Yesh. There's already material. Bara means from nothing. That's the Tohu Vavohu. The Ramban says here, hyletic matter. He quotes some philosophers. Amorphous, shapeless, correct? That's what this Homer Yuli is. And Hashem forms from that Yitzira. Vayitzar Hashem Elokim Esa Adam, Ofa Min Adama. And then we have finally Asiya, which is the Makad Bepatish. So this idea that Hashem Yisbarach is the Balabais or the Ganze Welt is a very, very important idea. That's what the Rashi always quoted the Gemara in Brachos, that מיום שבא הקדוש ברוך הוא סלומו, אוהי ימי שהקדוש ברוך הוא, שכל הקדוש ברוך הוא אדום, תל אברהם אבינו came along and said, עד נוס אלוקים, במה אידע כי עיר השדה. The word אדום means the proprietor. Hashem is the proprietor of the world. He has juridic and judicial and legal title of the world. Why? Ki hu ayam yisodah v'alnos v'alneh. That's yisod number one. That's a very important yisod. He's the balabas. He's the balabayis. And we see that throughout Chumash and throughout Tanakh, especially, for example, in context of the Torah says, ki li ha'aretz. Everything belongs to Hashem. Ki gerim v'toshovim atem imodi. What are we but we are temporary dwellers. Gerim v'toshovim. You see that in the Shemitah concept, the Yovel concept. Okay, that's item number one. Number two, a second principle, which is also very important in Bereishis, is a moral principle, and that really is probably made the most important principle in the entire Torah. And that is called the Gemara said that Yudali, Imitati Odei, namely, Mahu Afata. Gemara says over there, Mahu Chanun Afata Chanun. Mahu Rachum Avata Rachum. Mahu Mavaka Chaylim, Avata Tavaka Chaylim. Mahu Menachem Avelim, Avata Menachem Avelim. We should follow the, essentially, what are we doing? We're following the attributes of Hashem Yisbarach. You know, Pashto Ki Zisa, the Ramban, and the Rambam both point out that Moshe Rabbeinu had two requests from Hashem. One is, you remember the request? Hodieni Nos Tavachecho. Tell me your ways. What are your attributes? That I can emulate those attributes, and that Hashem answered positively. What did Hashem do? He told him, you give me the Shavachamim. And we have to emulate the you give me this Hashem is brought. But then the second request that Hashem denied, namely, Harini Nos Kvaidecho. You want to know the Mahus of Hashem is brought. What his essence is? That Hashem said, Kilo Yirani, Odo Machoy. Azishtin Rambam, Azishtin Ramban, Azishtin Al Rishonim. That's what Obi Shonim point out. That the two requests, one request was granted, the second request was completely dismissed summarily. There's no way. And even Moshe Rabbeinu only achieved, Ramban writes in the Akdoma, the 49th level of understanding, he never got to the 50th level, which is the essence of Hashem Yisbarach, that no one could possibly do. So, if Hashem, Rav Soloveitchik used to say, Mahu Borei Olamos, Avato Tibrei Olamos. Mahu Mechadesh, Avato Techadesh. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the creator, is Mechadesh Chidushim. Noach, you also have to be Mechadesh Chidushim. We are Shufim like HaKadosh Baruch Hu of my separations. We are partners to Hashem Yisbarach. Because we have to become creators in a miniature kind of way. We are mini creators. Like they have real golf, and then there's
mini golf.
Mini golf. Miniature golf. And those, again, we have to contribute constructively.
Chidushei Torah, or?
Yes, Chidushei Torah, obviously. We have to contribute constructively to the endeavors of mankind. The Gemara says in Yevamos, the Gemara discusses why a man is obligated in the mitzvah of Puvavu and not a woman. A man is involved in kibush. Milu esa'aretz v'kivshua was the man they told the other Rishon. And part of kivshua is to be mechadesh chidushei Torah. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechadesh chidushim, we have to be mechadesh chidushim as well. And we know that the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, the Masechta B'Kuf is pasuleidus. Someone who's an inveterate gambler, why is it pasuleidus? Eino esi b'shuva shaloyla. Because he's not engaged in productive enterprises. He's in gambling, correct? He's gambling away his life. He's not a criminal, but he's a parasite, a parasitic being, essentially. And the Torah tells us here, there's a very famous pasuk. Kivoy shavas mikom balachta, yashe bora elokim la'asos. Very difficult pasuk. The Ibn Ezra's evident on this pasuk. You shouldn't talk about this. Maza yashe bora elokim la'asos. It says, Kivoy shavas mikom balachta, yashe bora elokim. That's a separate shia. But the point is that we have to participate in the drama of creation. You have to be part of this. So as I said to you a moment ago, there are three verbs. The three verbs are very critical. What does bara mean? Yesh me'ayim. Number two, after bara, yotzar, shaping and fashioning into distinct entities. Number three, asiyah, makom patish, finishing touches. We have like a divine assembly line. You know the assembly line, Mordechai? Yes,
Model T.
Where you have, I take, exactly, Model T, excellent. Wow, primordial raw material.
What's the third one?
Ford? Asiya. Asa. Shabar Lakim Lassen, Makam Patish. I take raw material, and again, and I fashion it till I have a symmetrical, harmonious universe.
What's the difference
between that and Yatsar? No, because Yatsar means basically the act of fashioning. When a person fashions something, So I take wood, correct? And then now I build a table. So that the fashioning, the act of Yetzirah is putting together a table, and Asiyah is the finishing touches of the table, because it needs finishing touches. Correct? Namely, you polish it, you lacquer it, the drawers, all kinds of other things. But the point being that I'm trying to say is that what the Baal Shem did, he took a potpourri of sundry materials. That's what the Ramban he writes on the Pasuk of Arsa, says, so vavo. It's kedai to learn the Ramban and Bereishis. It may take you a year, especially the Hakdama of the Ramban, and there's a lot of the Kabbalistic elements that I found there as well. But kedai raso dezeh. And I'll just give you another example. Vayomer Elokim yihi or, vayihi or. Isn't that amazing? Hashem said, let there be light, and there was light. I once pointed out, this is not my chiddush, I think it's Rabbeinu Bechaya, it's not chiddush. Rabbeinu Bechaya is a chiddush. Later on with Yaakov and Esav, the pasuk says, Vayihi Esav, Ish Yodeh Atzai, Ish Sodeh, V'Yaakov Ishtom Yeshev Ahodim. Remember that pasuk? Vayihi Esav, same lashon as found over here, Yehi. Vayihi Esav, Ish Yodeh Atzai, Zokti Medrash, says in Medrash that Esav was born, her suit, body born mature physiologically, like Chazal described it, correct?
So
remember when he came to get the brachas, Yaakov, he asked his mother, what am I going to do? Hina Esav Achi, Ish Soyer, Venochi Ish Cholok. Ulai Yimusheni Avi, Vayis Yimena Kim Satea, Venesi Alai Cholok, Vayis Bracha. So what does she say? Alai Kilos Chabene Daigenish, I see Ben Ruach, that you're going to get the brachas. You are worthy of the brachas. As the Rivka told Yaakov. Yaakov comes to his father, and he's frightened stiff. He doesn't know his father will identify him as not being Yaakov, as not being Esav rather. And he's a clearly someone who is an imposter. And he's worried. So his mother puts on the begotten of Esav, etc. But Esav was already completed, mature, born physiologically mature. But the Gemara says in Baba Kama, oh, we learned that. Shor ben Yom, cover Shor. Well, Shor ben Yom is already called the Shor. I'm sorry, it's in the wrong pair. But anyway, the Shor ben Yom is already called the Shor. Even though it's born, it's already called the Shor. So the point is that, and going back to Avin Chayi, Vayi Esav, Ish Yodei Atzayit, that learned by Yehi, like the Rebbe Nosham. Yehi Ar, Vayi Ar. Esav emerges, he's there. No changes, no physical changes. He emerges already a mature person. Well, when it comes to Yaakov Avinu, what does the pasuk say? Vayihi Esav, listen carefully. Ish yodei atzayit ish sodeh v'yakov ishtom yoshev olim. What should it have said? A verb is missing. V'yakov hoyo ishtom. This is not my diyuk, because Avinu Bechayei makes a diyuk in the psukim. The answer is because Yaakov had to emerge. Yaakov had to evolve. It was a process. All of us, when we are born, we undergo many, many processes, namely youngsters, correct, who sometimes can be terrorists. I'm always amazed when I meet Rabbeim who teach here in SSL, teach young children. I have a nephew, a son of my brother, Shlita. So he's a Rebbe. He teaches students in Beit Sefer Yesodi. In Ella, he's a big guy. He has 40 talmidim in the class, completely under control. Young talmidim, young grades. How does he control the 40 chayes hakodesh? Mind-boggling. And there's no nonsense there. Of course, there are prizes also, obviously. There have to be incentives. But at the same time, there's a lot of learning going on. Chumash and Mishnayos, young children. So we cannot emerge the way the Rebbeinu Shlom created the world. He created the world chick-chack, as they say, with one utterance of the he-or. There are two distinct components appear, name of Ayabda Elokim bin Ahor and Achayshah. Rebbeinu Shlom took that primordial cholent, tohu bavohu, and separated the elements. Ayabda. I always say that based on the Gemara, now we're talking, that another yisoid of creation is not just Barad, Yatzar, Asa, but also Hivdil, Abdullah. By the way, that's what all of us have to be able to do. As a matter of fact, take a look at the Kemat, every other sentence here. When Yehi Rakiya B'soch HaMayim, what is Rakiya? The firmament. Yehi Mavdil B'mayim Mamayim. What's the chil between a lamden and not a lamden? Daniya. A lamden is someone who knows how to make chilukin dakin. He knows how to make what? Discriminate and distinction between A and B. That's the godless of what it means to grow as a Ben Torah, is someone who knows how to make chilukim. Rav Soloveitchik once commented, the reason why the first bracha in Berachas HaShachar is, Asher Nasan Lasech Levina, Lahavchim Ben Yom Ve'Loila, It's based on the Rebbe Anishinon. He's the model. He's the paradigm. He knows how to make Abdullahs, how to make Abchonis. So we also have to know how to make Abchonis. Yehi Ma'iris Mekia Shemayim. The Torah goes further. Let the luminous bodies appear. Namely, what luminous bodies? The sun and the moon. Lahavdil ben ayom ben alayla. Now you have two disparate units. But basically, what did Rebbe Anishinon do? He took Tohu Vavohu, which is, let's call it a divine cholent, primordial cholent, and he sorts out the beans and the potatoes and the meat and the rice and the barley that constitute the universe. Now, the Bari Elam is really a Bari Hamavdil. He's like a physicist in his divine laboratory who's doing some sort of divine fission. He's engaged in divine fission. One second. The Gemara has him sochem. You know that Gemara there. Where's that Gemara there? Kuvdalit. Hamavdil, it speaks about all the Sheva Abdullahs. Hamavdil bein Kodesh Lechol, bein Chesh, bein Yisrael Amim, bein Mashir, Shesh, bein Amaseh. So that's part of Hashem's architectural blueprint. So here's the second Yisod, which is a very important Yisod. Yeah, what do you want to say for us? Yeah.
It sounds here like, if we want to be like Hashem, Hashem created the world, Hashem said, you are. It sounds like Esav has it right.
On the contrary, that's exactly the point.
Like
Esav is already born without any, no development whatsoever. Esav does not undergo any kind of evolution.
But the world didn't undergo development. It's Hashem says that you are by your.
But we are not Hashem Yisbarach. So the point I'm trying to make is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, is someone who's a remarkable creator, and clearly the Malam Derech HaTeva, whatever he does, but we have to do things B'Derech HaTeva. The Ribbono Shel Olam has used the modality of Abdullah and erected clearly defined borders to make sure that different realms don't intrude on each other. I think we say over there in the Bachi Nafshi, Gvul Samto Bal Yavorin Bal Yishuv L'Chasas Aretz. Why don't the water that was initially the entire cosmos and now HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yehi Rakia B'Toch HaMayim, why doesn't the water just inundate the entire earth? The answer is Ribbono Shel Olam created Gvulos. Gvul Samto Bal Yavorin, correct? There's a divine demarcation and we have to learn to make chilukim, and that does the chilukim that the Rebbe makes, even chilukim between animal and human being. We say that in the Ne'ilah, Ata Hidalta Enesh Meiresh, V'atakireu Lama Nufanecha. The Rebbe Shem took us, and we're not, U'maysa Adam Nadema Oyim Yakol Hova. Basically, we are animals. However, what did the Rebbe Shem do? He gave us, V'ayi Adam Nefesh Chaya, says in Targum, L'ruach Mamala. We have the ability to express ourselves. We have logos, we have seichel, correct? We have minds. We have the ability to think and to express our thinking, etc. But we are the crown of creation. And who's we? The crown of creation, the human being. But then there's another crown even beyond that crown of the human being. Who's that? Klal Yisrael. Namely, Ashenasan Asen Vino Achim Yom Veloila. Namely, Shalom Asani Goy. And between Kaddish and Chol. All the chilukim between Shabbos and the rest of the week. Between Kaddish and Chol. Between Shabbos and Yom Tov. All these chilukim are based on this idea of Abdullah. Namely, the idea of Abdullah is the notion that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, that we have to go ahead and make Abdullahs as well, just like the Ribbono Shel Olam made Abdullahs. But as mentioned to you, Rabbi Yonah, it's not the same as the Ribbono Shel Olam, obviously. He can do it in a remarkable way, and we don't have that ability to do it in the remarkable way that Ribbono Shel Olam does. By the way, it's not just in the Be'or the Choshech, Ben Yisrael Amin, but if you remember that that's really Abdullah, which is, I don't know if you're aware, we're saying that davening actually, well, Rabu Masech Hashem, someone asked me, what's the pshat in Rabu Masech Hashem? What's the pshat in that? Rabu Masech Hashem, Kula B'chokh, we say it every day, Kula B'chokh Mosisa, Bolaos Kim Yanecho, how beautiful is the handiwork of Hashem, but the handiwork of Hashem is so beautiful in all of its diversity, in all of its multi-hued coloration, because there are many, many philosophers, you're probably familiar with them, Newton and Galileo. All these people, they wanted to reduce all matter to one yisod, to one principle. Heat governs all matter. Motion governs all matter. That's what many philosophers wanted to do. But we did not have that. We, on the contrary, we see the world as being multifarious and multi-hued and multicolored. Marabu, what does it mean, marabu? How diverse is the so Ribbono Shel Olam basically has, that's exactly what he does. And the same idea regarding human beings, if I may say so, that Chanoch Na'a Pidarko, which unfortunately is not always necessarily today being followed, each child needs their own chinuch. Each young man, each young woman needs a chinuch, which is matim to their koichos, to their talents, to their kishreinus, to their emotive makeup, to their experiential makeup, That's what each one of us can be a Bari Olamos. And that effective education, especially Torah education, is really telling you that we have to understand the different emotional, psychological, intellectual patterns of each child. That's the model. Well, the Gemara says, Kashem Shepatzofeim and Mshavim, Kach Deosem and Mshavos. We don't have the same Ashkafis. And each person needs to be Mechunach in their own way. And therefore, this is something which is very, very critical in terms of these Yesodos are basically Yesodos. Number one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Balabais of the Ganze Welt. Number two, the fact that the world is created through Havdalah, and we have to make Chilukim, we have to make Havdalos. That's exactly what is very difficult for most people to do. Most people probably have more difficulty with making Havdalos than anything else. Namely, as I said, Alamdin is someone who could, in many Das Havdalah Minayim. Why do we put the Bracha of Havdalah in the Bracha of Chayyar Adas? Because you have to learn to make discriminating distinctions. That's a hard thing to do. You have to develop a proper Hashkafah Satira, but Hashkafahs could differ. There are different types of Hashkafah Satira. Hagoyin of Nissen Karelas, who was just Nifter, was a giant. We were Zeichat, Yeshiva actually was Zeichat to see him a number of times. I once actually went there with my Rebbetzin and the Rebbetzin of Nissen Karelas. We met her as well, Rebbetzin Karelas, Aleha Shalom. He was a sweetheart. Mosi Midvash and every Sufim, but his godless was, as Rav Pavarsky, Shlita said at the Levaya, he said he was Sanua beyond Sanua. Hester betoch Hester. Completely hidden. People, he was such a Mosi Midvash person, but completely hidden as far as his Hanhogis and Mahalchim. But he was a very unique person, certainly one of the greatest of the Gdolei Poskim, Shodoreinu, and Nefesh HaChazonish, a man who was Zecher Tarich Tziyam Yishonim. On the one hand, he was Sanua. And he was very sweet, but a takif otzim. Came to Psak Halacha, he was a takif otzim. I don't know if you ever read his many, many svarim, Chut HaShoni in Halacha, in Kol HaTorah Kula. Yes, many, many svarim, but he was an unusual person. He was his own individual in Halacha, Oave Hashem Shari Tzion, Shem Abtzion Ba'Halacha. But again, I think that we also have to make Havdalos in terms of, let's say, right now, your Baruch Hashem is lucky to be in Eretz Yisrael. You have to appreciate what Eretz Yisrael is all about. Eretz Yisrael is not Chutzaret. It's quite a quite a number of distinctions between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Aretz. And so this idea of Havdalah is another very important issue, which I think is the Yesod in the Bria, the Yesod in the creation. And Halavai, as I said, that all of you should be able to be zecha to become outstanding Bnei Torah, outstanding Talmid Chachamim, and you'll recognize the Ribono Shel Olam is the Adon HaOlam, the Balabas of the Ganze Welt. And number two is this Yesod of Havdalah. Maybe I'll just add one more Yesod, which I think is also almost as critical. There's a Gemara in Tomid and Dachlam Beis. So in Masechas Tomid, the Gemara has a conversation took place between Alexander the Great and Zikni HaNegev. Alexander the Great asked many questions, and Chazal, the Zikni HaNegev, responded. One of the questions is, how should he live? What's the sod of living? So he answers, they answered him, Yom Yisrael Sassimo, he should kill himself. Ma'ap Shab is that? Zokhtar Rosh, in his parish of Masechet Tomid, that the answer to that was being given by the Zikni HaNegev to Alexander consists of several components. Number one, Yom Yisrael Atzmo Be'olah Shel Torah. A person has to work very hard, Amol Shel Torah, to become a Ben Torah. And a person has to, once again, learn with incredible Hasmada. And the key to becoming a Talmid Chacham is not to be, you don't have to be an Eloi. As I said many times, Haraitzeh, Sheyachkin Yarbi Yeshiva, Gemara Nida. They're about to learn that now. That's next Gemara in the Daf Yomi. I think it's the last Masechta in Shas, if I'm not mistaken. Harosel Achkim Yarbi Yeshiva. You have to sit. You have to sit and commit yourself to learning. They say that Anisu Karelos, that Sal, was a masmid also. Unbelievable masmid. Didn't waste any time. Hagoyin Abchaim Kineski, the Moran Sarah Torah Shlita, Shem Yarach Yoma, is a masmid Shem Kamo. What a asmada. They don't waste a second of time. Even not to waste time. Is also a tremendous quality that one should try to acquire to the extent that one can. All of us waste time. I waste plenty of time. I try not to, but I'm not always as successful as I want to be. But one has to try not to waste time. That's what he says, number one. Number two, says the Rosh in Masechet Tamid. Wish I could read his Lashon. If you bring me Chelik Dalet over there, maybe I'll be able to read his Lashon inside. Secondly, don't focus on Tanugin. On Tanugin, El Mazeh. Many, the world is focused on materialism and having a good time. There's nothing wrong with having a good time and enjoying life and eating well and doing whatever else a person has to do. Yesh v'zeh erech. I'm not saying that doesn't have any value whatsoever. Of course, it has value. But at the same time, that should not be the focus of our behavior. Namely, we should focus on ruchnius dikadenis. I read the Lashon of the Rosh. Daf Lamed Beis. Yom is hazatzmo. Yitrach b'malacha. That's number three. Kedei l'arviach b'mzaneisa. What else do you have to do? Have a profession. You have to have a malacha. You have to have panosa. V'lo yomar. Ein malacha zo hogenesli. That this work that I'm doing is pastish. It's not for me. I'm beyond this. So one is malacha. You have to have panosa. Two. Vigam lo yimshach et besar achat tanugin. That's two. Three. Vigam yomus yitzdayres besar lilma tera. These are the three qualities that they told Alexander the Great. If you want to live, what should you do? Yomis es atzmai. What are the three qualities? Panosa. You have to have a job. You have to make money. You have to earn money to support your family. Two. Don't run after tanugin. Don't spend your days living in papagayos. Don't focus all day and all night on having a good time. Nothing wrong with having some ice cream and nothing wrong with enjoying a good slice of pizza. Nothing wrong with that. Absolutely nothing wrong with it. But that should not be the focus of your life. Going to restaurants. Kalayam galayla. And number three is a person yitzdar es besara lilma teila v'azichya v'ayla mazeh v'ayla mahala.
How does it do with the answer that they gave him, Chazal?
I mean, the question is, where did the Rosh see in this Lashon of Yom Yisesatzma, where did he see these three elements? What? Yeah, there are a lot of Mishnahs in Pirkei Avos. No question about it. Yeah, thank you. A lot of Mishnahs in Pirkei Avos that speak about these things. It's not Chidushin. But he put it all in the Gemara of Yom Yisesatzma. And the Yom Yisesatzma, we do understand that with reference to Talmud Torah, that the Gemara says that Zaysan Torah, other than Yom Yisrael, Kalamim Yisatzma, Al Yivre Torah. That we understand, Amol Shatorah. The only way you're going to accomplish anything like is through Amol. You see that the Gdol Yisrael, a great Tamil Chachamim, that's what they did. Because of Amalek Shalterah, they achieved what they achieved. It's unquestionably, it came because of Amalek. It came because of their unbelievable, the effort that they put into it. And Amalek Shalterah completely transforms a person. That we see in the yeshiva. You see that Baruch Hashem people here, who are Amal Vatera, and they become B'nai Torah. And you see they have a different, they have a function, a purpose in life. They have a direction in life. They know exactly where they're going. You could be someone who has a profession, whatever the profession may be, could be a lawyer, doctor, an engineer, make a panasa, but also it's clear that you're also a ben Torah. Everything you do is the lefi ratzon Hashem yisbarach, lefi ratzon abari. That only comes about through ben Torah. There's no other way that one can achieve such a level without being without Torah. So we have those three elements that the Rosh mentions, and the Yisodei Separations of the Bria. I just want to suggest to you that if you have a lot of spare time on your hand, you'll try to spend time learning the Ramban on Sefer Bereishis, on Parshas Bereishis rather, which will take you a year. Do it little by little. It's well worth learning the Ramban. A lot of you say this, the Ramban lays down. In general, among the Mefarshim and Chumash, that gives you tremendous insight, the Ramban probably is number one in that respect. Okay.